Math is a constant conversation for Jessica Knopf and her fifth grader, Natasha.
Yeah, I didn't understand this one.
I have to always write it down as I read it. So Emma bought 3 packages of ground beef.
They talk about math at the dinner table. They send questions and answers by phone. They go online to look up videos for help. Most nights, Natasha's math homework takes about 2 hours.
Oh, I hate these. I don't know how to do these. This one's wrong. I don't know how to do this. See, this is
Natasha's mom says the parents in her South Miami-Dade County neighborhood have similar complaints. Florida's new math standards are tough. They've meant more homework for kids. Natasha has had to cut back on hobbies.
I do dance, but it was too many hours for me to do. And my mom said that I couldn't because the amount of homework I get is just a lot.
And the new methods of solving math problems are unfamiliar to a lot of parents.
So it's been very frustrating because I'm not going to take the time to learn this, to teach her. I'm going to teach her my way.
The goal is that kids understand how and why a mathematical concept works, says Maria DeArmas, the assistant superintendent for academics with Miami-Dade Schools.
Teachers will spend a much longer period of time now with one problem, doing it in many different ways.
It's like knowing a word is an adverb because of how it's used, rather than just because the word ends in L-Y. Schools across the county held sessions to help explain to parents what's new with math lessons.
If there wasn't concern from parents, I would be worried, because then things are not changing.
Schools still teach the traditional method for addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. But you're more likely to see visual techniques, too, like making a diagram, a matrix, or drawing a picture. The more ways they solve a problem, the more students make the connection between numbers and concept. Students at Francis S. Tucker Elementary School in Coconut Grove are learning about a line plot, a way to visualize and organize data.
So this is what you guys are going to do in your teams. But remember that you have to come up with data that you use in fractions.
These students are counting whether someone has 1/4, 1/2, or 3/4 of a glass of apple juice. They add a dot for each amount, stacking 4 dots above 1/4 on the number line. The lesson is carefully structured for the new math standards, not by the classroom teacher, but by experts from the school district. They're the ones who pick questions from the textbook to use in class. Fifth grade math teacher Yali Esperanza Salazar starts by reviewing a few recently completed lessons.
Where would you put the 5.59? Under the 6. Very good.
Then she explains the day's goal to the entire class.
Today we're doing something that's a little bit new.
Then the class breaks up into small groups to create their line plots. Many parents are seeing these techniques for the first time. The techniques are not actually new. Many are part of a broader movement called Reform Math to change the way the subject is taught. But drawing a diagram can take longer, and there's more emphasis on writing explanations for answers.
Part of this group think is that traditional math has failed and that we need a new way to teach it.
Barry Gorelick is retired from the Environmental Protection Agency. He started teaching math several years ago after seeing what his daughter was being taught. Gorelick says there is a lot to like about Common Core, particularly the way the lessons build on each other. But he also says schools should still emphasize traditional skills, like memorizing multiplication tables.
Some parents may not have been good in math, and they'll buy into the excuse, oh, that's why I'm not good in math.
At Jessica Knopf's dinner table, Natasha prefers her mom's way to the schools.
Now they're teaching you with models that I really don't understand the lesson. And that's why when I come home, I ask for my mom's method.
Her mom says she sees the benefit of the changes. She thinks visually, too. But if the homework keeps stacking up like this, she might take Natasha out of her advanced classes. For State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.